My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Kind of buried the lead. We've got baseball insider John Morosi of MLB Network joining us today at 11:15 to discuss the Tigers, the trade deadline, Scooble, Flaherty, Kelly, Canna, Urshela, bullpen arms. Lots to shop, or maybe you don't shop. But the Tigers... Tigers have some interesting decisions to make. And they got a big, shiny, bright thing that everybody wants in Tarek Skubal. But are they willing to move him? And if they do, what would they get back? John Morosi, MLB Network, who is as plugged in as anyone, joins us today at 11:15. Gators out today. Good morning, everybody. The Carson Anderson program. Behind the glass is Kang, as usual. Kang, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Doug. How are you doing?
Well, not bad.
Know what happened in the Karsh household last night? You always ask Gator. I'm going to ask you. Anything exciting happened in the Karsh household last night?
Well, thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
No.
Maybe that's why Gator never asks you in return. Yeah. He's always like, I don't care what you did last night.
Spent a little bit of time with the kids. Cooked. I made a mistake. So we ordered the HelloFresh meals, which has really been good for us. We eat better. They're good meals.
Pretty easy to make for the most part.
Yeah,
right?
They send you the correct amounts and you just mix it all together. You got to chop up, you know, peel the carrots and chop them up and et cetera, et cetera. But they choose the meals for you, but you can edit them. And so I always edit to get, you know, mostly chicken and turkey. But every once in a while I forget to edit and they just send us four meals. And so last night we had the meals came yesterday and there was a pork, or, you know, some pork chop meal in there.
Man, eating that hot dog really changed you.
Yeah, all right.
Good for you.
Not the case, but anyway, but there were two chicken meals. But then it's so much easier because we'll get, what I'll do, instead of getting four different, each meal feeds two people. Well, we have four people in the house right now. So instead of getting four meals that feed two people, I get two meals that feed four people for the same price. But I have to edit the meals that are sent to us to get that. And so I forgot to do it. So we got four meals that feed two people. So I had to make two different dinners last night. We had a chicken bowl and a baked chicken dish. And so anyway, it was a lot more work. But I had time, got it done, watched a little bit of Receiver. And
you're not done yet?
I'm not done yet, no. I made it to the playoffs.
You saw don't tell me what happens, all
yeah,
right?
I don't know.
I might stop, dude.
You are so mad about something.
Oh, yeah, this is ridiculous.
I don't think it's a spoiler, okay?
Okay.
Tell the people what upset you watching Receiver last night.
I've gotten to the point in this show where it's late in the regular season, very late, and they are actually just started the first round of the playoffs. And they completely glossed over the declaring eligible game from Taylor Decker and Skipper, the Cowboys game for the Lions.
Didn't talk about it
at all. Didn't even mention it. And to me, this is a huge problem. And I knew this already going into a lot of these quote-unquote documentaries and All Access and behind the scenes, but this just magnified it even more that although we're getting access we didn't have before, they're only showing us what they want to show us. They're only they're editing, they're controlling the narrative, yep. And that's fine, but the NFL has to okay this stuff, and they didn't okay that. Probably because they were wrong. They probably screwed up. The refs probably screwed up. Whatever it was, whatever reason it was, they didn't put it in there because it made the NFL look bad. It made the Shield look bad. And because of that, I find this Receiver, now Netflix show, really tainted, to be honest with you.
Wow. I mean, look, it's...
Yeah, it bothered me.
It obviously did. The truth is... We call it reality TV behind the scenes, but it is heavily edited. And if that's the only way we're going to get this stuff, so be it. I'll take it. It's better than nothing. But I hear you. They basically just decided we're not doing this. And they, you know, anything that was interesting, they tried to highlight. That seemed like it was a big part of the season and would be considered rather interesting.
Yeah, and part of the show at that point is they're talking about teams trying to get the number one seed and seeding in the playoffs. Like the Niners, of course, end up with the one seed. Yep. Spoiler alert, people.
Yep.
But they were watching other games. The Lions were in that mix. They're all like 10-4 at one point.
Yep.
You know, it's so it's not like they. Oh, there's no need to put this in here. There was that need. There was just the need that was a big NFL story. It's not like they didn't have St. Brown or CeeDee Lamb. No, they had one of the receivers involved in that game, mic'd up, other players, I'm sure. But yep. So that bothered me. That's all done.
Yep. It was a huge part of the season, and it, you know, it could have cost the Lions the number one seed when it was all said and done, and that's not a small deal. That should be the goal this year, should be the number one seed in the NFC and play that San Francisco game at Ford Field. And, you know, it didn't even get glossed over. It got skipped.
They didn't talk about it at all. They didn't even mention it.
No. So I'm not quite as hostile about it as you are. You said the show is now tainted for you, but...
It's definitely tainted. I mean, I always, like I said, I knew that this was the case with most of these type of shows, but...
But in the moment, bothered
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's bothering me. Yep. It's so glaring.
Yep. Well, it still is worth watching, I would say. I mean, you've given it your endorsement. This doesn't... You still find the show entertaining, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, for the most part. There's funny stuff. Yeah, I'm entertained. There's funny stuff. There's access. There's things I didn't know or didn't hear about.
Yep.
Because you get to hear other players like Jared Goff, you know, and other Lions. But, it kind of snapped me back into reality. It's like, all right, you know what? They're showing us what they want to show us.
Of course.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. All right, speaking of the Lions, training camp opens in 2 days. We're going to talk some Tigers next hour with John Morosi, MLB insider, trade deadline stuff at 11:15. But man, it feels like when we get to this point of the calendar, it feels like football ramps up to me after the British Open. And one of them means a lot more to me than the other. But you know, when the British Open falls at a point in the July calendar, although it seems a little bit earlier than usual. But the British Open falls a point in the July calendar that is sort of the end of summer sports, although we're going to get the Olympics this year, which will be interesting, and always is. But it kind of kickstarts football. And Saturday, the rookies report. One of the most exciting things about the beginning of any season is to see the new toys, the new players that you have added. And it has been so rewarding as a Detroit Lion fan to see the new players that they have added the last few years, because Brad Holmes has done an incredible job at identifying and bringing in good players. So we asked you a question on Twitter today about the new players and which ones you expect to make the biggest impact in 2024, rookies, free agents, and trades. We'll run down the list, get to some of the responses on Twitter, and talk to you about it. Which new member of the roster edition, makes the biggest impact this coming season? I got a guy. Kang's got a guy. Feedback coming in via Twitter. We'll read some of your tweets, et cetera, et cetera. 248-539-9797. Doug Karsh, Gator out today. 97.1 The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.